Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Génération Podcast.
Génération Podcast.
Génération Podcast.
Génération
Podcast.
Génération.
Génération Podcast.
Podcast.
Génération Podcast.
Generation Podcast.
À votre avis, est-ce que l'intelligence artificielle peut faire de nous de meilleurs communicants ? Eh bien, c'est un des sujets qu'on va aborder aujourd'hui. Dans ce nouvel épisode de Génération Podcast, je suis rejointe par Greg Wasserman, qui est Head of Growth à Cast Magic, et ensemble, on discute de l'intelligence artificielle, de l'AI, et de son impact sur les podcasts et sur la communication dans les médias. Dans notre conversation, on explore comment est-ce que l'IA peut nous aider à devenir de meilleurs communicants en établissant des contraintes très claires dans nos interactions. Notre conversation plonge dans les façons finalement dont l'AI peut révolutionner la création et la génération de contenu. Greg nous partage aussi quelques informations sur Cast Magic, l'entreprise pour laquelle il travaille. Il s'agit d'un outil que moi personnellement j'utilise, qui est assez puissant, qui transcrit le contenu multimédia comme l'audio, la vidéo, qui utilise l'intelligence artificielle pour proposer des titres, des notes d'épisodes, des articles de blog, des newsletters et même du contenu pour les réseaux sociaux, et ce en quelques minutes. Notre discussion va aborder l'adoption de l'intelligence artificielle dans l'industrie du podcasting, à la fois aux États-Unis mais aussi à l'international et plus particulièrement en France. Et enfin, on traite aussi finalement de considérations éthiques autour de l'utilisation de l'intelligence artificielle pour créer du contenu. Est-ce que l'intelligence artificielle va piquer finalement les jobs de certaines personnes ? Eh bien, c'est une question que j'ai posée à Greg. Je ne vous en dis pas plus, je vous laisse découvrir ma conversation avec Greg Wasserman, une conversation qui a été enregistrée au Podcast Movement, la conférence de podcast dont je vous parlais dans l'épisode 0 de cette saison. Ah oui, moi c'est Anne-Fleur Andrely, vous écoutez Génération Podcast, le podcast qui parle de podcast. Si vous avez peur de ne pas pouvoir suivre correctement la discussion que je m'apprête à vous dévoiler en anglais, je vous mets le lien de la transcription en anglais et en français, si tout va bien, dans la description de cet épisode. Vous avez le bon goût d'écouter Génération Podcast. Moi, c'est Anne-Fleur Andrely. C'est parti.
All right. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Tired, but good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's the conference been for you? We're like on day 3?
Yeah, right. If you think about it from day 3 standpoint.
What day is it for you?
No, it's day 3. I came in on day 1. But this is full day 2, so yeah. It's amazing. 2 different panels.
Yeah.
So that was great. Hopefully people engaged and thought the content was useful.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a broken record, but I'll continue to be a broken record.
For that conference can be draining because you feel like you're repeating and repeating.
Salut, c'est Alexis Buisson. Je suis journaliste correspondant à New York pour plusieurs médias français et je travaille au sein de la rédaction de French Morning depuis 2007. À French Morning, j'aime vous raconter des histoires qui vont vous faire parler et réfléchir. Ces derniers mois, j'ai écrit sur les difficultés que rencontrent les migrants africains francophones à New York, la redécouverte par les Américains du compositeur français oublié, Joseph Bologne, ou encore l'avenir du français dans les universités américaines. Si vous souhaitez soutenir mon travail ainsi que celui de mes collègues, rendez-vous sur frenchmorning.com pour vous abonner.
And repeating, but yeah, if people are asking, they want to hear
that. And it's like you feel like you're selling, but really it's like just the core of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love Cast Magic because it allows you to start thinking like a brand as opposed to a one-trick pony, which is a podcaster.
Mm-hmm.
Podcasting is an honor, it's a badge, I'm a podcaster, but really you are a brand.
Yeah.
You are a newsletter, a blog, a social media,
you are
a medium.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Podcast is just one component of that.
Yeah. So what's your relationship to podcasting?
We want to go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
There
please.
We go. All right. So I got into podcasting because all my DJs would have like 1 to 2 hour podcast.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Like, great. This is a way to listen to all my DJs, put out 2 hours of great music that I can work out with, hike with, whatever, and not have commercials.
Yeah.
And so, like, you just take it wherever you went. Mm-hmm. And, like, I wasn't paying for music, so the only way I could get that music was literally through their podcast.
Okay.
Then my next iteration of podcasting was, my background's in media sales.
Mm-hmm.
And so I worked for, I got acquired, a company I was with got acquired by CBS.
Mm-hmm.
So I then had to sell all the things that CBS Radio was offering.
Yeah.
Podcasting, I gravitated towards it.
Okay.
Because, like, we didn't have influencers, but podcasting is influencers.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, this is amazing. I get to sell ads into, what is it, Stassi Schroeder's show from Vanderpump Rule, or Drink Champs, which is funny because Manny Digital, who's also Cast Magic in the Community, I'm like, oh my God, I used to sell your show when you were at CBS. Now you're a Cast Magic user, part of our community for a different show.
Yeah.
So that was the first actual business side of podcasting.
Okay.
Last one, my last role was running 3 podcast platforms, Player FM, Breaker, and Podkicker. And so day one, CEO was like, hey, we own these apps. Go figure them out. And so when you're running a platform, you're like, well, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing about running those is you really have to figure out if you are hosting with Osha, right?
Osha.
If you're hosting with Osha, Osha's like, I'm going to distribute your show everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So as a platform, I would go to them going, hey, how do we get a one-click distribution button inside this hosting platform?
Mm-hmm.
So then when she hosts with you, her show's distributed to our platform.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to become connected with all the hosting platforms and learn what separate them, what was different about them, and then work with all the creators and going, hey, we have a platform of 2 million listeners. How do I help you answer your 3 questions? How do I get distribution? How do I get audience growth? And how do I monetize?
Yeah.
Well, distribution, make sure your show is on our platform.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, you're missing out on millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
Audience growth, do you even have a website? And you start learning all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And then monetization, I hate that question, but hey, I can help you from that standpoint.
Yeah.
And then now I'm at Cast Magic. And so that's been a fun ride.
For those who do not know Cast Magic, because a lot of people who are listening to Generation Podcast are based in France, I personally came across Cast Magic, I think, on AppSumo.
Okay, yeah.
There was, in one of the numerous communities of podcasters, someone was like, hey, they have a deal, which was cool. So I got the lifetime deal access to Cast Magic.
It's no longer available, people. I'm sorry.
But it was great.
Right.
So Cast Magic is, like, if you go Google and look for, like, AI tools for podcasters, it's one of the top ones that's coming up. We hear a ton, and, like, this show is definitely no exception, conference, we hear a ton about AI for podcasting. Practically speaking, what is Cast Magic doing? And don't give me the sales pitch. Tell me what it does.
You're a podcaster. Once again, as I've said, broken record, you are not a podcaster. It's a badge of honor you should wear. But at the end of the day, you're a creator and a brand.
Mm-hmm.
And if you own your brand, then you have to think about, what are all the components of my brand?
Mm-hmm.
I do not have time to listen to every piece of content out there, yet alone read everything or follow everything on social media.
Mm-hmm.
But if I engage with my consumer across all those mediums, then I allow my user to realize, this is what I am, engage with me accordingly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, long-winded answer to your question, Cast Magic Now is going to allow you to take your content, your podcast, your YouTube, your TikTok, your webinar, your...
So multimedia content. Basically.
Any media content, mm-hmm. audio, video, upload it, get a transcription, but then get the... Instead of staring at a blank screen and going, like, how do I come up with a good title? How do I come up with show notes? A blog, a newsletter, social media,
mm-hmm.
poems, anything that's based on this actual content,
yeah.
it's going to do that all for you in, like, 3 to 5 minutes with AI.
Yeah.
And then there's a...
In French, too, I have to say. It works in French.
Exactly. So if it's a French show, like right now we're recording this in English, so your output's going to be in English. But when you record this in French,
mm-hmm.
your output's going to be in French.
Oh, and you can always ask it to change.
And you can ask it to change, yeah. So that helps you. It helps you also play the long game of content creation and repurposing. So if you have a lot of content on the back, like your friend was saying, she's got shows from 2020. Well, how do we refresh in that?
Mm-hmm.
Because guarantee you, the show notes probably weren't as spot on as they could be now. Mm. So you can go ahead, like, all right, let's refreshen it so that the crawler for search engines actually start pulling that. Let me create new blog content. Like, you can start taking that dust off.
So recycling.
Off. Exactly.
And increasing your visibility, basically, at all time.
Play the long game, content creation, and repurposing. Yeah.
How did Case Magic come about to be? How old is the company?
So Blaine's the founder. So Blaine's a programmer. He's the guy that builds things. And he was running a company. Also had a podcast called DTC Pod. Still has the podcast, DTC mm-hmm. Pod. He's like, I don't have the time to run this company and do all the things that I need to do for a podcast mm-hmm. besides just record and edit and so forth. So he built the tool using AI and going like, great. Now I have titles, I have show notes, I have everything that's built for me done instantaneously so I can focus on all the other things I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So he did this at the end of 2022.
Also super recent.
Super recent. I mean, look, the whole AI boom is mm-hmm. basically October is when ChatGPT blew up, right? Mm-hmm. So you're seeing everything coming out. Yeah, what's the rest of the question? How did I get involved? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, what has been... So, like, the company is less than a year old right now. And so you joined from the very beginning then?
No, I joined in April.
Okay.
So every Monday I post 3 podcasts that I think people should listen to on my LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
I sit at a computer for 11 hours a day. And what do we do? I don't know if the French audience is the same, but Americans, you sit on a computer. They say, what, sitting's the new cancer. So I'm like, sitting all day. I have a standing desk, so I'm standing all day. How do I get you to go from sitting on the couch and just watching Netflix and chill to there's so much amazing content that creators are putting out there, whether it's educational, whether it's mm-hmm. entertaining, whether it's fiction, whatever it is. So every Monday, here's 3 podcasts that I think you should listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Happened to have done Blaine's show, DTC Pod. A couple months later, he hit me up and he's like, you seem to know a lot about podcasting. Built this tool, can I show it to you? Showed it to me. You can see I'm passionate about it. I'm like, I'm on board. Let's do this.
No, that's awesome.
And that's it.
So AI basically looking to augment the podcast by like saving the creators a lot of time.
I mean, we're looking at you as more than just a creator. Because you run
media,
right? Well, but like you're a creator, but you also as a creator, mm-hmm. you do meetings,
yeah,
right? You do, I'm like, you coach, you do webinars, you do other things mm-hmm. besides just creating podcast content, right? Mm-hmm. So ultimately, the tool is there to be your workplace for audio.
Mm-hmm.
So come in here, get your notes on what a meeting was like, get your podcast notes based on what that podcast mm-hmm. is, and be as a central place that you can repurpose,
right.
but also gain all the insights of what you just said. Because guarantee you, I'm not going to remember what I just said in this half hour conversation. And so running it through Cast
Magic.
Can
I get 3 minutes for this episode
on Cast Magic? So then you run this through Cast Magic and I'm like, all right, what did Greg say? And I'm like, wow, I actually said that? All right. Maybe that sounds better than it did when it came out. Or maybe it's like at worst. I have no clue. But Cast Magic is going to tell me it.
There is, I mean, I'm sure you have heard about this too, some controversy, right, about AI. Did you hear it here in this conference? Did you feel some concerns or like, what's your take on that?
I'll be honest, I have not been able to sit through any panels besides my own.
Did it come up in your panels?
No, but I get it. Like, everyone's like, oh, I'm nervous, I'm scared. I mean,
what are people really scared about?
What are people scared about? Let's see, it's going to take jobs, right? Those that are scared are like, I could do this. Like, I had a conversation with a guy and he's like, my producers are like, I could do all of this better than the AI can. It's like, you might be able to, but is your time worth spent doing that? And can you do all of that
mm-hmm.
that the AI is able to do for you?
Mm-hmm.
So are you able to come up with a poem? Are you able to come up with a analogy? Are you able to put up with all these things that you and I know from our favorite prompts that people are coming up with,
mm-hmm.
no. And you probably aren't even thinking about that. You're like, I need show notes. I need a title. I need a overview of the audience. And that's basically it. You're mm-hmm. like, that's good enough. And I'll go, no, that's not good enough. That's good enough if you didn't have a tool that allowed you to do more.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good enough for what you want, but it's then also a one-trick pony. It's good enough to be a podcaster. It's not good enough to be a brand. So the concern then becomes, Is this going to take jobs? No. Because you still, as your friend was asking, you still have to put your spin on it. You're French, so I will use a soccer analogy, football analogy. If I can get you a PK every time.
A PK?
A penalty kick.
Ah.
Right? So if I can go, hey, here's a penalty kick every time, and you just have to be able to score, you take that all time. As opposed to, like, I got to go 90 minutes to try and score a goal. No. So if I can just get you a PK every time, you'd be like, yeah, I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what AI is going to allow you to do.
And you can focus on growing and other things.
What's your job right now? So you're head of sales, community, partnership. You're jack of all trades.
Yep. I think we came up with the official title, head of growth and partnerships.
Okay.
Brand evangelist.
Okay.
But yeah, kind of what I'm doing. Run community, run sales, partnerships, onboarding, support, anything. I mean, the startup company, when you're passionate about it, you kind of do it all.
How many people are at Guess Magic right now?
Six.
Six people? Are you guys all over the country then?
Two in Miami, Austin, New York, and then I'm in LA.
Okay. Didn't you tell me you come from Chicago?
I'm born and raised in Chicago, but I live in LA.
I'm getting so confused here.
No, you heard correctly. Born and raised in Chicago, but I've been in LA for 20 years. My ethos is about life is about time and relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're familiar with Malcolm Gladwell, which I was just told, this is a better analogy than what I've been using, but like, I'm a Gladwellian connector.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right? So Malcolm Gladwell, amazing author, speaker, so forth, but like, he has a whole concept about humans being connectors, like having a role as a connector. And so for me, that's what I love. Mm-hmm. I listen to someone going like, this is my problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, great, either... And the solution to your problem, a cast magic could be your solution, or I know someone that can, right? So when I was talking to your friend and like who she hosts with or who you host with, I'm like, why do you host with that company?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, that's whatever the answer could be. I'm like, well, you should look at these other two companies because most likely they're probably a better solution for you. So what I do with our community is try to foster connections.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell me who you are, what your show is, what you're looking for, and I use that information and go like, oh, you're in France. Here's the other people that we've got in France. Now, does that mean that you guys are going to be best friends? No. But maybe that allows you to, oh, here's someone else who speaks my language in my country, doing what I'm theoretically doing from a podcast standpoint, but maybe not different content, that I could bounce ideas off of.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you say, like, I'm a life coach, right? Great. Here are five other life coaches in our community that... you can learn from.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the joys about podcasting. Like, we're all curious people.
Right.
So if I can foster that connection and curiosity, do with what you want.
Mm-hmm.
My job is to help you there. The other side of the community is product feedback. Like, we are building the product with you in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you tell us, like, hey, I have this issue, or this would be a really cool feature, or like, this would make my life easier. Great. The guys are like, perfect. I think that's a great idea. Let's go build it. So if I look at the last 4.5 months I've been there, the evolution of the product and what we've got on the roadmap, oh my God, like it's all with you guys in mind and the feedback you've provided, but with the UI that fits what our product is meant to be, right?
Well, that's awesome.
So yeah, I tell everyone, join Slack. It's not overwhelming. I try not to make it too much.
Yeah.
You get people that come in, they get what they need, they come back every so often. Like, come and do what you got. I'm trying to understand that, like, you don't want to be scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. It gets overwhelming. So how do I at least engage you in a way that serves what your needs are?
As we were mentioning a little bit earlier, adoption seems to be massive amongst US podcasters of AI in general. I hope so for Cast Magic as well. I don't have any numbers, so I can only hope. What about other countries? I mean, obviously, I'm talking also about France. Some people are using it for sure, but it seems like, I don't know why actually, we're still at the beginning, I think.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I lead our onboarding calls. So if you go into your account.
Why did I get no onboarding call?
So if you go into your bottom left corner of your account, it says four little buttons. There's a little genie. First one is schedule an onboarding call. Second one is join our Slack community.
That I did.
Third one is become an affiliate. So become an affiliate. And the fourth one, lead feedback.
Okay.
So if you click the schedule an onboarding call, you'll be on my calendar and I'll have a whole group. And it's amazing to see how many people from all over the world are coming in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many Germans that are loving the tool and they're providing great feedback, because if you're doing it in French, you're providing the feedback going like, oh, I've got too much, I have to edit. But clearly, if you're using the tool, it's working well enough for you on the French side of things.
Transcription, yeah.
Yeah, so it's working great for French. Conversations with a lot of people, Manila, India, Australia, a lot in the UK, so mm-hmm. English speaking in that regards. But yeah, we're seeing a spread, but also we're spread because you're probably going to take this back to France. You're going to tell all of your podcasters in France and go like, oh, this is a tool that I think you should use. And mm-hmm. you guys are our advocates. You're mm-hmm. the brand advocates for right. us in that regards.
What does the future hold for Cosmetic? So you guys are just at the beginning of the adventure, yet we hear and talk about you quite a bit already. What are the next steps?
Future is what started off as a podcasting platform is now we want to be your audio workspace. So once again, understanding that you are more than just a podcaster, you run meetings, you run coaching sessions, you do YouTube. Like, there's all these different mm-hmm. outputs that you would need based on the audio that you're putting in there, right? So if you're a speaker, you want a stage. Like, a stage keynote is going to be very different than a podcast. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the output's going to be very different, because I don't need titles and descriptions for... Mm-hmm. My speaking, mm-hmm. but I need a summary. What are the bullet points? What is the blog post that I could take this piece of? So mm-hmm. understanding that there's so many different use cases, we want to be that place that you go to and get all that work done. Mm-hmm. And then give you the opportunity to repurpose it however you want to repurpose it, and hopefully in many ways possible mm-hmm. instead of just the bare minimums.
Do you guys have any plans of like finding, I know currently it does not, but like finding a most relevant like... clips, maybe out of this episode, what are the three hot techs, you know? What are the three short clips that I can extract from it to like promote, for example?
Well, right now there's already a clip finder in there, so we're already pulling out quotes, so it'll...
You are?
Yeah.
Really?
AI, the AI content, you've got timestamps, you've got clips...
Bon, je me permets une toute petite incursion parce que effectivement, je me suis un petit peu fait surprendre dans cette interview. Il s'agit d'un feature, donc la recherche de clips que moi je peux extraire facilement pour promouvoir l'épisode, que j'attends depuis un moment et à laquelle je n'avais pas accès. Et en fait, si vous êtes utilisateur de Cosmagic, je vous explique tout de suite, il faut labelliser, il faut donner un nom à vos speakers. Si vous donnez un nom à vos speakers dans le deuxième onglet qui s'appelle AI Content, alors vous allez obtenir vos petits clips.
So, it's going to give you quotes, and from there you're able to clip it.
How is that?
But you're looking at from a, if you're talking about an audiogram clipping mm-hmm. standpoint, a couple weeks.
Oh, really? It's coming up?
So, like, the technology's in there. So, if you were to highlight...
And if I were to, like... push a video content, you're able to take right now it's just audio, right?
I mean, you can upload video.
Yeah.
And I don't see us in the near future becoming like a, because there's too many people that are doing video.
Right.
So like, so if you want to edit your video, great. We'll let you edit your video somewhere else. Right. Right.
But to get the clip, that's what I meant. Yeah.
If you needed an audiogram, a couple weeks.
Okay.
But right now, yes, we are highlighting actually quotes. So hopefully when you upload this, the quotes that it comes out, I have some good ones in there. Who knows? I don't
know. His Cosmagic is the best.
There you go. Yeah, right?
But does it give timestamps for
yep.
these quotes?
Yep.
Huh, really? Amazing. Okay. Right. What
I'll
is...
see you in an onboarding call shortly.
Yeah. Well, no, I know everything. No,
I don't know everything either. We're constantly evolving. I learn from you guys as much as you learn from me.
Yeah. What is a question I should have asked you something that you wanted to tell me about that I didn't think of asking you?
If we go back to the fear of AI, right? Mm-hmm. I would say that Cosmagic and AI is not meant to replace. Therefore, it's also not meant to be perfect, mm-hmm. right? So if you are expecting this to be exactly what you want, you're still going to have to put your touch on it. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I love to say is, I love this analogy, right? Let's say you're in a standard heterosexual relationship, right? So in the morning, husband says to the wife, like, hey, can you please wash the dishes, right? And so come home and the dishes weren't washed. Well, now the husband's upset. Like, why aren't the dishes washed?
And his wife's like, dangerous territory, dude.
Right. And so the wife's like, well, you told me to wash the dishes. You didn't tell me when to wash the dishes. And that is the analogy I'll use with AI. You have to be direct with your prompt. So if you like, write my show notes, it's going to write show notes for you. And you're like, well, I didn't like those show notes. Then give it the actual direction. If you were expecting it to read your mind, right? So like husband or wife, whoever was supposed to wash the dishes didn't wash the dishes because you weren't told I needed them to wash by the time I got home. Will you please do that? Tell AI, hey, I want you to write show notes. The first paragraph doing X, Y, and Z. Second paragraph, X, Y, and Z. And third paragraph. Oh my God, now I got what I was looking for. That's what I would say. One of the biggest issues I see that people using AI in the tool is prompt engineering. They just type in, give me show notes. Give me this quote. You're asking the most generic thing. Of course you're going to get a generic output and you're going to go, this doesn't work for me. So you have to actually think, like, what is the actual prompt you want? What is the output you want? And therefore, I believe that AI will actually make us better communicators. To some extent, you can take the other side, but I think it will make us better communicators because you now are understanding, I can't read your mind. I can set the expectations. This is what I'm looking for. And it got me 90% of the way there. No human's perfect. So why would I expect a computer to be perfect? But we expect things to be. No different than Amazon. Once Amazon started shipping and it's like, if it's not an hour here, I'm upset because I'm used to an hour shipping. It's like, come on, people. Mm-hmm. Like, let's be real.
Thank you so much, Craig.
Is that good?
That was amazing.
Sweet.
So I wish you a fantastic end of your conference. What are you looking forward to now? A break?
No breaks. I still have so many people. I'm like, look, we're supposed to drink in an hour, I guess.
4:30, yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's a party at 7.
And there's a party. So, yeah, I guess I've got an hour to try and go meet whoever else I can go meet.
Mm-hmm.
Run into people. I mean, as I say, life is about time relationships. I would never have guessed that I'd be sitting here doing a podcast interview with someone that I just quote unquote met in our Slack community who's a user of Cast Magic.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't have planned that. No one could have planned that.
Mm.
That's what makes this amazing.
Not even AI.
Not even AI, right? I mean, look, we can look at future stuff, but maybe the future computer would have guessed that.
Yeah.
Greg probably would have done that knowing me well enough. But who knows? Like, your response was like, my God, you're responding so quickly. And I'm like, I live in my Slack, but I live on my phone. So I try my best to do it all.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm looking forward to continuing to meet people.
All right. Well, wishing you a lot of meetings then.
What about you?
I'm looking forward to the break now.
There you go.
I'm French. It's the end of the day.
You want a drink?
Voilà, c'est terminé pour aujourd'hui. Merci infiniment de nous avoir écoutés et merci à Greg pour sa disponibilité et pour cet échange. J'espère que vous aurez appris des choses, que ça vous aura peut-être donné envie finalement de tester de nouvelles choses en termes de process, de promotion notamment de votre podcast. Moi, les quatre grandes leçons que j'en ai tirées, c'est que tout d'abord, l'intelligence artificielle a le potentiel d'améliorer notre communication. Notre communication en améliorant nos prompts, en améliorant nos demandes, en étant plus clair finalement dans nos attentes. Un outil puissant d'intelligence artificielle comme Cast Magic, mais il y en a d'autres, peut générer rapidement du contenu et ça peut éliminer ou en tout cas réduire le besoin du brainstorming humain manuel. L'adoption de l'intelligence artificielle dans l'industrie du podcast, elle est très répandue aux États-Unis déjà. On en sait un peu moins sur son utilisation dans d'autres pays. Je serais très intéressée de savoir si vous l'utilisez ou si vous envisagez de l'utiliser en France ou dans la francophonie. Et enfin, la technologie de l'intelligence artificielle, c'est un outil précieux, certes, mais il faut bien l'utiliser. Et les êtres humains possèdent toujours et posséderont à jamais, quoi, finalement, des compétences et une créativité absolument uniques. Et j'ai envie de dire, heureusement. Si vous avez envie de jeter un œil du côté de Cast Magic, je vous mets le lien dans la description de cet épisode. Vous pouvez le retrouver par vous-même sur Google aussi, mais en toute transparence, il s'agit d'un lien de affiliate marketing, ce qui veut dire que si vous décidez de tester sans engagement aucun la solution, je peux toucher une petite compensation. Merci encore de nous avoir écoutés aujourd'hui. La semaine prochaine, on continue notre plongée dans l'industrie du podcast américain et on va discuter podcast marketing cette fois-ci en compagnie d'Ariel Nissenblatt. Je vous souhaite une très belle semaine et je vous dis à jeudi pour un nouvel épisode. À bientôt.